Summer Sisters by Judy Blume. To Mary Weaver, My Summer Sister. Prologue, Summer 1990. The city is broiling in an early summer heat wave, and for the third day in a row, Victoria buys a salad from the Korean market around the corner and has lunch at her desk. Her roommate, Maya, tells her she's risking her life eating from a salad bar. If the bacteria don't get you, the preservatives will. Victoria considers this as she chomps on a carrot and scribbles notes to herself on an upcoming meeting with a client who's looking for a PR firm with an edge. Everyone wants edge these days. You tell them it's edgy, they love it. When the phone rings, she grabs it, expecting a call from the segment producer at Regis and Kathy Lee. "This is Victoria Leonard," she says, sounding solid and professional.
"Vix?"
She's surprised to hear Caitlin's voice on the other end and worries for a minute it's bad news because Caitlin calls only at night, usually late, often waking her from a deep sleep. Besides, it's been a couple of months since they've talked at all.
"You have to come up," Caitlin says.
She's using her breathy princess voice, the one she's picked up in Europe, halfway between Jackie O's and Princess Di's.
"I'm getting married at Lamb's house on the vineyard."
"Married?"
"Yes. And you have to be my maid of honor. It's only appropriate, don't you think?"
"I guess that depends on who you're marrying."
"Brew,"
Caitlin answers, and suddenly she sounds like herself again.
"I'm marrying Brew. I thought you knew."
Victoria forces herself to swallow, to breathe, but she feels clammy and weak anyway. She grabs the cold can of Diet Coke from the corner of her desk and holds it against her forehead.